Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, you went to Costco yesterday.
I went to the land of...
dangerous
of
purchases.
Impulse purchases that I don't use. We still haven't used our Creamy Ninja thing. And yesterday we purchased another thing, which I'm almost certain we will never use. Although maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe this will be the catalyst. This will inspire us. We're walking around. We're checking everything out. They have these tents. And these tents that they were selling were a good deal. Mm-hmm. And also they have lights inside the tent. So I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, you have a tent and it already has built-in lights. Like, how awesome is that?
You could have your own little wraith in there.
And I don't know if they can change the colors, but my wife and I are going back and saying, that'd be fun. We should actually try and go camping for a change. I'm like, you know what will make us go camping? If I buy this tent. And so I grabbed it. And yes, we purchased it, $100 for this tent.
It said
it fits
deal.
Six people, which I think is very ambitious. I feel like you have to really snuggle in if you want to get six people. I feel like it'll fit a family of three somewhat comfortably.
Steve, when was the last time we went camping?
Danny, I'm not even sure. It might have been 15 years ago, but I'm not positive.
Do you want to know something about camping, though? This is very serious.
We're not going to do it?
It's intense.
And the funny part is... that's not the only impulse purchase that we made. We also purchased one of these giant, like, Lilo and Stitch squishmallows for Tatum. That was the first purchase we made, because, like, she's always wanted one, and they finally had it. So I'm like, let's get it. And so now my wife's, like, having this meltdown at Costco. She's like, we're buying too much stuff. Let's put something away. What does she grab? This thing of, like sea salt that's like $8. I'm like, oh, okay, because that $8 is really taking us over the limit. And she's like, well, we got to get rid of something. We can't. This is going to be too expensive. Well, so now we have a tent, and I'm curious to see if by summer's end if we will actually have used it.
Nope.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. We do have someone on hold who bought something that is just too confusing to use. We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first, Aaron from North Bend, tell us about the purchase you made only to never use it.
Yeah, I bought a twin turbo kit for my car and then had work issues, which prevented me from installing it or being able to afford to tune it. So I have about $10,000 worth of parts at my house just sitting on a shelf.
Could you resell it, would you take too big of a hit on the resale?
I could resell it. It's a niche market for a car that was imported into the country.
Oh. And also, it's good to just keep that as a constant reminder of a very expensive purchase.
206-803-ROCK.
I don't feel so bad about the $100 tent after all.
Bob from Tacoma, what is that purchase you made only to never use it?
Hey, morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you, Bob?
Good. Steve, I think you can appreciate this. I bought a Donner guitar pedal, and what it does is it loops. It has every effect known to mankind. Awesome. It emulates 35 different amplifiers, everything, and the thing's just too frickin' confusing for me.
Have you tried a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, yeah.
When all else fails, get on YouTube.
Either.
And it was even after the YouTube tutorial, it was just too much.
Yeah, there's too much going on. And, you know, you push one button halfway down, it does this. You push it all the way down, and the screen lights up. And if the screen lights up, it'll do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I fried too many brain cells when I was young. I can't comprehend everything.
I've been guilty of that, too, where I'll get, like, a musical thing, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to learn how to use the synthesizer. It can't be all that hard. I've seen people do it, and I look at this thing. I'm like, there's just a lot of freaking buttons.
I have another question for you, though.
Yes.
What about your hockey gear that you bought a couple years ago? Have you used that yet?
I promise. I'm going to bring that gear in and hit you over the head with it. No, I think at some point I'm going to use it.
Do you think you're going to use it or the tent first?
Or the Ninja Creamer.
Oh my God.
You guys just want me to... I should just come in and just give you guys money. Because I'm just wasting money. Might as well give it to you guys so maybe you can put it to use. Because I feel like we're just spending money in my house for stuff that we never use. And there's only one person to blame for it.
Tatum.
Sure.